بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، مائی برادر اینڈ سسٹرز، اسلام از این ایزی ریلیجن. بائی ایزی ریلیجن آئی مین دیٹ وی ڈونٹ ہیو اینی کانولیوٹیڈ تھیوریز اینڈ فلاسفیز دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو لرن اور دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو get our minds around or try to understand. We don't have any difficult to do rituals that are that tax your patience or tax your body or mind. To follow Islam does not require expenditure of enormous amounts of money. Very, very simple religion. Easy to understand, easy to practice. And alhamdulillah, this is the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the beautiful hadith, Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha narrated this beauty of Islam, of how truly beautiful Islam is and how easy it is to follow Islam. Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha, in a Sahih hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi, which is recorded in Sunan Tirmidhi, Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever seeks the pleasure of Allah by the displeasure of people, Allah will suffice him, will become sufficient for him against the people. And whoever seeks the pleasure of people by the displeasure of Allah, by displeasing Allah, Allah will leave him to the patronage of people. I want to repeat this. Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever seeks the pleasure of Allah by the displeasure of people, Allah will suffice him against the people. Allah will become sufficient for him against the people who may be displeased with him because he didn't obey them. But whoever seeks the pleasure of people by displeasing Allah, Allah will leave him to the patronage of people. Now see the beauty of this hadith. How simple it makes all matters. It's just a matter of one criterion, getting that right in your mind, which is that when I am faced with a dilemma, when I am faced with a choice, when I am faced with a situation where I have to pick between two alternatives, one which pleases Allah and the other one which displeases Allah, one which pleases Allah but may make me unpopular with my friends, which may displease people, and the other one which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which pleases the people but which goes against what Allah has ordered, which one do I pick? It's as simple as that. Think about this. Why do we want to please people? Why do we want to please people? Two reasons. One is because we see people as being the source of benefit for us or a potential source of harm for us. Nafa wa nuqsan. Benefit and harm, we believe, comes from people. Now, I know you are going to argue with me and say that as a Muslim, I don't believe that. Alhamdulillah, if that is in fact the case, alhamdulillah, all power to you. But I would recommend that all of us validate that claim by real data from our own lives. And the real data is very simple. The real data is, what do you do when there is a choice? It's not a matter of saying, oh, but you know, all benefit and all harm can only come from Allah. La nafi wa la dharra illa Allah. This is easy to say that. But when the question comes, for example, to eat something, right? To eat something. Now, this thing has got some doubtful ingredients. What do you do? I'm giving you a very simple example. I'm not even giving you an example which is where your life is threatened or there is some real harm. Simple thing. I want to eat this chocolate, I want to eat this, you know, flavoring in some cake or something, whatever. And I am not sure. I mean, if I was sure that the ingredients were haram, then obviously I wouldn't eat it. But in this case, I'm not sure. I have a doubt. Maybe they are halal, maybe they are not. What do I do? Do I eat it? Or do I say no? I'm not going to play games with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I'm not sure, I will not touch it. I gave you the example of one thing applied to everything else. What do we do when we are faced with a choice? This is what will decide the truth of our statement that we believe la nafi wa la dharra illallah. If in fact we believe that, then we will not worry about anyone other than Allah. So the first reason why we obey people is because we think that benefit and harm comes from people, so I better keep them, I better be in their good books, I better keep them happy, because otherwise I will get into trouble. So this is one false mental construct. The second false mental construct is that I want to be popular with people. Right? I want to be popular with people. I want people to love me. I want people to be friends with me. I want people to invite me to their gatherings, to their parties. And in that case, I need to do things which those people like. Now, all well, as long as those things are also in accordance with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happens if I am in a situation where the people are directly or indirectly forcing me to disobey Allah? Then what? Will I disobey Allah? Or will I say to the people, sorry, these are the boundaries of Islam and I do not overstep the boundaries of Islam for anyone or anything? Which one do we do that? Which one do we do? This is the question. Now, what should we do? Of course, that is clear. But let me give you also some evidence to support your heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes somebody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu calls Jibreel alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to Jibreel alayhi salam by name the name of the person, and Allah says, Allah says, "Ya, O Jibreel, I like so and so. I love so-and-so, so you also love that person." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam then loves that person. And then Jibreel alayhi salam announces in the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so-and-so. And he orders the inhabitants of the heavens, the malaika, you also love so-and-so. And love for this person and popularity for this person and influence for this person is established in the hearts of the inhabitants of the earth. And vice versa, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like somebody, when Allah hates somebody, then the opposite announcement is made, where Allah says, I hate so and so, Jibreel, you also hate that person. And Jibreel alayhi salam then hates that person, and Jibreel alayhi salam announces in the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates so and so. O people of the heavens, you also hate that person, and this hatred for this person is established. And on the surface of the earth, among the inhabitants of the earth, hatred for this person is also established in the hearts of the creatures that live on this planet. Now, what did we say? Why do we disobey Allah? Why do we take the risk of disobeying Allah by obeying people for popularity? And because we think benefit comes from people. But here we are seeing in this hadith that popularity cannot come when Allah hates you and when hatred for you is established on the earth by the hukum of Allah. How can popularity come? How can you be popular? Now you might say, but you know, what about so-and-so? What about so-and-so? Here is this politician, here is this person who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in multiple ways, many ways. Yet he or she seems to be popular. Just ask yourself, who is that person popular with? That person is popular with his own kind, and all of them together will be in Jahannam. The person is which scoundrel have you seen who was popular with the Salihin? Which scoundrel was popular with the people who are the awliya of Allah? Nobody. Right? Nobody. So why are you worried about that? Let them be popular. Let the person be popular with whoever he or she wants to be popular with. They will be with them. Because this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of judgment, you will be with the people you love. And so if they love the scoundrels of the world, then they will be with the scoundrels of the world. They will not be with the Anbiya and Siddiqeen and Shuhada and Salihin. حَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly. وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Only the people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with the Anbiya, the Siddiqun, the Shuhada wa Salihin. My brothers and sisters, here is this beautiful hadith which is telling us, which is giving us this criterion, which is showing us what we should choose. Pleasure of Allah or the contrary, the opposite of that, which is displeasure of Allah. As I'm sure you will say, well, you know, we don't choose the displeasure of Allah. Yes, you don't choose it actively, but you choose it passively. Because if you are choosing to do something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, then you are choosing to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to look at our lives and say, what is it that I am doing in my life? Is it something that pleases Allah or is it something that displeases Allah? Now, there is no great mystery in all this. Alhamdulillah, we know what is halal, we know what is haram, and we know that between the two are the doubtful matters. And Rasulullah ﷺ told us very clearly, leave the doubtful for that which is not doubtful. So do that. Leave the doubtful for that which is not doubtful. And seek to please only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts and nothing else counts in opposition to that or in comparison to that. I ask Allah, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you please me and in that process if people are displeased, Allah is saying don't worry, because I will be sufficient for you against the displeasure of those people. Don't worry about that. But if you do the opposite, then you are taking Allah on as your enemy. And you know the result of that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to please Him and to be focused on pleasing Him always and to save us from displeasing Him in any way whatsoever. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.